牟尼入村落，譬如风采花，不坏色与香，但取其蜜去。
Just as the bee in flower, honey neither hue nor scent, gathers nectar, fly away, so in towns a wise one fares.
所谓的牟尼呢，就是啊，一个行者。行持觉照者之人，那么能够行持觉照者之人呢，如何？要极静。那么极静的人呢，才可以啊，譬如风采花，知道呢，我现在暂用，暂时的用，而不是啊，有那个贪心的拥有。就好像那个蜜蜂采花一样，所以一个能行极静的行者，进到村落里面，不但不会受村落里面种种呢这个男女杂沓、纷然、欲态、留意种种呢这种形象所吸引，因为知道这些相如幻。所以好像这个蜜蜂采花，但取其味，取这个味，而这个味也不死，却不会破坏呢，也不取着，看起来是取，知道是占用，所以不坏色与香。那么什么叫坏色与香呢？你贪欲心一起，受这个环境所引诱影响，就坏色。那么怎么是坏香呢？就是破坏呢它的原本清净光明面，叫做坏香。所以一个能行极静者入村落，要能够呢利益那个村落，为什么要风采花呢？因为能够让他们散播，替他们传播，帮这个花呢传播种子。可是所传播的要是花香，也就是要传播的是善妙之法，而不是呢，有这个贪染破坏花香，以及种种妙色。
A wise one here is reversed as a cultivator who attains and upholds the self-enlightenment. How to attain and uphold the self-enlightenment? This cultivator must have a peaceful and quiet mind just as the bee in flower. He do understands that all things are for him temporary using, instead of having a clinging mind to own all of them. Moreover, a real cultivator, when he goes in town, he will not cling and attach to those deserve of love.Because he do understand that all outside conditions and forms are illusory. Therefore, he does just as the bee in flower gathers nectar and then flies away. Also, he does understand even the scent is unreal, and he won't harm itand attach it. He does understand to temper contrary you think of them. By the way, what is meant for humming, hue and scent? When the desire of greed come out from the mind, you then are attached by those conditions. This is what we are called humming hue. What is meant for humming scent? To destroy the original brightness side, which means humming scent. Therefore, a person who has a peaceful and quiet mind when he goes in town, he must be benefit all beings in town. He has to understand spreading the seeds of flower just as the bee in flower. Yet he must only spread the scent of flower instead of owning the attached mind, clinging the scent and all kinds of forms. The scent of flower here refers to the wonderful and pure true Dharma.
采集诸花仪，其人心爱早。贪欲无厌足，实为死魔福。
For one of the sure insensate, who gathers only precious flowers, for one who has a clinging mind, death and suffering overpowered.
所谓的采集诸花仪，所谓的诸花其实说的就是啊，当我们人不管去到哪里，或是遇到任何事，所碰到呈现的境界，都是呢色相之花。如果你用善心，你所碰到的境界所开的色相之花就美丽清香。如果你用恶心，所碰到的一切境界所开的花就不净、邪恶、曲折。
Gathers only precious flowers. The flowers here refer.That wherever we go or whatever we make, all conditions we have been undergoing which can be represented as the form. If you do with the pure mind, the flowers of form you have planted which are beautiful and fragrant. If you do with the evil mind, the conditions you make which wouldUnpure and evil, and the flowers of forms you have planted are unpure too.
那么我们已经知道，这些所有我们遇到的呈现的种种环境以及事情的相貌，其实都是因为我们心起，你有这个贪心起，碰触到境界。当你贪心未起的时候，这些境界生灭随缘，不干你的事。那么你已经知道这些境界生灭随缘不真实，你的心呢又贪着种种诸境界，然后还在境界上呢起种种的变化，像这样子贪欲没有停止，生命轮转，生死沉沦就没有停止的时候，像这样的人呢就是被死魔所束缚的人。
We also read that all conditions and forms we have made, which are all produced by our own minds, because the thought of mind do come out. You have agreed mind came out first, and you had involved in the conditions. Before the green mind come out from your mind, those conditions won't affect you at all. Since you have already understand this truth, yet your mind will attach it to those conditions, then your mind do change on those conditions. If you do not stop the desire of greed, the transmigration of birth and death has no way to be stopped. This kind of person would be overpowered by the death severance.
所以呢，要好像啊，这个世间人呢，入这个聚落，其实呢，就好像啊，这个修行的人呢，入聚落。所谓的入聚落，就好像出生一样。我们要知道我们自己的本分是，我们入到这个聚落，其实我们只是一个影子进来，能用，而实在是没有用。所以不用太过贪心，去破坏呢它的原来面貌。应该要自己清楚明白，我入这个生死大海当中的聚落当中，那么我应该取这个妙位，而不应该啊运用这个糟粕不善。
Therefore, the common people have to act just that the cultivator who go in town.Go in town here refers to be born. We have to understand our own duties when we go in town. In fact, we are only that, a form of shadow. Therefore, don't be too greedy to destroy the original flesh of the Dharma. We have to realize that all we haveOnly gather pure and wonderful nectar instead of using impure minds when we go in this town of transmigration of birth and death.
好像呢，以前在佛陀时代，那么有一个居士啊，非常的吝啬。那么他的吝啬呢，他连一点小东西啊都舍不得布施。他为了呢不愿意与别人分享，所以有一天呢，他就跟他的老婆啊躲在呢的房子里面要煎饼。可是呢，他躲得过呢这个色相上的其他人，却躲不过呢意念平等守护一切众生的佛陀。这佛陀在禅定当中呢，就看到哦他们在煎饼，并且已经知道呢这次啊他们是应当受教化的。所以呢佛陀就叫啊这个目犍连尊者说，你去他家去给他化缘，然后呢并且啊邀请他来到我们寺庙跟我们共进午餐。那目犍连尊者呢就以神通力呢到达这个财主家，而且呢站在啊这个门口外
In the Buddha's time, there was a miserly rich man who was very reluctant and to give away even the tiniest part of anything belonging to him. And one day, to avoid sharing with others, the rich man and his wife were making pancakes in the uppermost story of their house, where no one would see them. Early in the morning on that day, the Buddha threw his supernormal power, saw the rich man and his wife in his vision, and knew that both of them would soon attain the fusion. So he sent Mahamagnena to go the house of the rich man with instructions to bring the couple to the temple and for the midday meal. But by supernormal power, he reached this rich man's house in an instant and stood in front of the door. More explanation for this paragraph of this story. Why did the Buddha is able to know that this couple were making pancakes in the uppermost story of their house? Because the Buddha had enlightened the truth of life. He did have the clear mind and wisdom. And therefore, this misery rich man even able to hide his own pride beyond a door, for no one would know. But he was not able to lie to the Buddha, because the Buddha, only with one clear thought to three others, he was full in brightness, no dark and unpure, are able to hide beyond the blindness conditions. This is why that I would always mention that you have tried to teach yourself to own, produce pure thought in your mind, and don't let the unblindness and unpure thoughts have changed to come out from your mind.
当财主呢看见目犍连尊者的时候请他离开，可是呢目犍连尊者呢仍然站在那里没有离开。这个时候啊那个居士呢就对他的妻子说，他不离开，你做一个小小的薄煎饼给他好了。可是呢，这个居士的妻子只是拿一点点小面团放入锅中，刹那呢，这个饼啊就填满了整个锅。这个居士因为很吝啬啊，他以为他的妻子怎么随便这么大方，面团下这么多，于是呢他就自己啊拿一小撮面团放入这个锅中。可是呢同样的刹那当中呢，他的那个煎饼啊也是啊胀得跟锅的整个锅这么大。不管他放多小的面团，那个煎饼都是这么大啊。然后呢这一个居士呢仍然很舍不得把这么大的饼给目犍连尊者，最后他只好跟他妻子讲，你拿篮子里面一个最小的给他。他的妻子呢准备从篮子里面拿一块薄煎饼的时候，怎么也拿不起来。为什么呢？因为整篮子呢 已经连成一大块煎饼，分不开来。这个时候呢，这个居士啊，对那个煎饼的兴趣没有了。他只是觉得很奇怪，我今天的煎饼怎么这么奇怪？干脆大方一点，就叫他的妻子，哎，你将那整篮的都送养木，送给木建人尊者好了。然后呢，这个尊者啊，就为他们诵念，开示演说，这个布施的啊福缘。
When the rich man saw Maha Magdalena, he asked him to leave away. But Maha Magdalena just stood there and he didn't leave away. At that time, the rich man spoke to his wife, "That man is not willing to leave away. You make a very small pancake and give it to the man." So she took just a little amount of chaff and put it in the pan, and the cave filled up the whole pan. Because the rich man was so miserly, he thought his wife must have put in too much, so he took just a pinch of chaff and put it into the pan. His pancake also swelled into a big one. It so happened that however little chaff they put in, they were unable to make small pancakes. He also was not willing to give this largest pancake to Maha Magdalena, and he asked his wife to offer one from the basket to Maha Magdalena. When his wife tried to take out one from the basket, it would not come off. Why? Because all the pancakes were sticking together and could not be separated. By this time, this layman had lost all appetite for pancakes. He was just feel so strange. Then he asked his wife to offer the whole basket of pancakes to Maha Magdalena. The chief disciple then delivered a discourse on charity to the rich man and his wife.
这时候呢，目连尊者啊，才告诉那个夫妇，说佛陀呢，要他们一起呢，去共同用餐。那么那对夫妇呢，就提着啊那一篮煎饼，跟着佛陀呢到寺庙里面。那么那篮呢，这么少少的薄饼，居然能够供养佛陀呢几五百僧人。当他们都吃饱之后，那一篮煎饼呢还没有减少的迹象。所以呢，这个财主啊，这个居士呢就起大欢喜心。起大欢喜心呢，那么用餐完之后，佛陀为他们说法，他们两个就同时证得出果。这时候呢，这对夫妻呢就回去了。隔天呢，当大众生啊在集会的时候，就在赞叹这个目连尊者。那么佛陀呢也在这个时候啊为大众开示说啊，大众生啊，你们呢 应该啊，向木莲尊者学习。他接受人家供养的时候，不但不会影响他们的信心，而且呢，对他们有大利益，也不会影响他们的慷慨布施，以及不会动用到他们的财富。也就是说呢，我们入这个社会生命之流，我们要对众生有大利益，要建立起他们的信心，然后呢，要让他们起欢喜心，恭敬供养。不但如此，还会呢，使令他们的财富不缺。不但是啊，法财也好，啊，物质之财也好，这个是我们入这个社会大众，入这个人生大海，真正的目的。
And then Mahamagdana told the couples that Buddha asked them to give an offering to the monk and had a meal with them. Then the couple, together with their basket of pancakes, took the presence of the Buddha. There, they offered the pancakes to the Buddha and the other monks. After they were all full, that basket of pancakes had no dash at all. Therefore, this rich man was full of joy. At the end of the meal, the Buddha delivered a discourse on charity to the man and his wife, and then they attend Fushan. Then this couple went home. The next evening, while the monks were talking in private of Mahamagdana, the Buddha came to them and asked, "Monks, you should also do well and act in the village like Mahamagdana, receiving the offerings of the villagers. We are affecting their faith and generosity of their wealthy. Using other explanation, since we have already in this sea of birth and death, we do have to give the greater benefit to all living beings. We have to increase their faith, and then we have tried to deck them with joint mind and give the offerings. Also, we should deck them as no way to feel dash of wealth. No matter the wealthy of Dharma, even the wealthy of materials, this is the purpose for living in this life sea."
不关他人过，不关做不做，但关自身行，做也与未做。
Not others' opposition, nor what they did or failed to do, but you oneself should be sought. Things done, things left undo.
像你这样子念的时候，他的声音收进去够大吗？
要，都要。
这首偈颂呢，就是教人要先反闻自心，凡事懂得要求自己，不关他人之过。如何能不关他人之过？就是你心中要欢喜，善受于一切法，也就是将所有呢他人以及境界所给予你的因缘，你都要能够善受， 也就是懂得将所有呢生灭的因缘全部呢回观到自己心中，转成善的依止。恶的境界会让你很生气起烦恼，你要感谢这个人现这个恶相是地狱相，不应该与他相应，他呢慈悲是现子女的地狱。善的境界也不可以贪心，哦，我现在很高高在上。善的境界是鼓励你结善缘很殊胜，但是不可以起那个贪慢之心，说哦，我现在很高贵很殊胜了，这个叫不关他人过。
This verse taught us to take an introspection that everything has set strict demands on yourself. Don't think that all commissions and omissions which are all others' fault. How to do so? First of all, you should have a joyful mind, accepting all dharmas with a pure good mind. In other words, all conditions that others treat on you, you should be accept them in good mind. To set strict demands as yourself for anything you have involved it, and to turn over the evil become good. Even you have involved in a bad condition, you should also fall with a grateful mind to this person. Don't be angry at that person. Because of this person, you will be stopped doing the wrong and bad karma, and you have no way to go to hell. You should even say thank you to that person. By the way, don't come out the greedy mind even you are involved in good conditions. The good conditions you have involved, which is remind of you that it is so wonderful to create pure causal effect among others. But you have no way to come out in a noble mind. This is what we have said, not others' opposition.
那么不管呢别人造恶业或是呢造善业，别人造恶业我们也不要呢加重那个重担去相应，别人造善业我们呢也不要啊起贪心说我没造，但是呢造种种善业的时候我们应该要随喜赞叹他人。有时候我觉得这众生的恶性啊真是可悲，自己不做还做种种阻碍他人行善法业之事。我也讲过，你自己不改也就算了，还讥嫌别人做太多，要去阻碍别人的善法业，这样怎么会有福报善知识？你自己不肯改过已经算了，自己不肯修正心意柔软也就算了，你要为你自己恶业负责任。可是不是，你们这真是恶根呢，就是恶魔，不但想要阻碍呢别人啊行善法业，还想把别人往恶处拉，不随喜善法业也就罢了，还要嗔怪他人做太多。你不要做太多，别人你做人家就要跟着你做，你自己想要懒惰懈怠那也就罢了嘛。这个恶根性这真是恶魔。 所以呢，他人做不做，不干我们的事。那么但自观身行，应该要观察自己的身行，如何我做也未做，别人做我们应该要随喜，才有别人将来随喜我们做任何事的功德。你一点都不随喜还要阻碍，那么应该自己反观，反观我自己自身，我自己的行为如何，别人做善业我自己的行为如何，我有没有做善法业，今天就是因为我没做善法业，所以种种恶缘一直呈现，太薄弱了嘛，太贪了嘛，拿进来与付出的不成对比嘛，所以说感得的就恶业嘛，自己尚不承认还要阻碍一切善法。所以但自观身行，别人做不做不干你的事，你要随喜不随喜那都是你的业果，你要随喜就有福，你不肯随喜当然就无福。所以但自观身行，作也与未作，反省自身啊，多问自己做人如何，何必太贪。
Moreover, it is not our business when other is creating the evil karma, even the good karma. When other is creating the evil karma, when other is creating the good karma, don't become out the greedy mind for complaining yourself for not doing it. Yet when you see that other is creating good karma, you have to prize them. I was not able to understand the thought of the living beings. I felt so pity for the evil thought that the living beings have owned. Some people who are not willing to create and increase good bad things, even they do stop others to do so. I was ever mentioned. Some people are not willing to revise their faults, even they did satirize others for doing too much, and they did stop others to create good bad things. How did this kind of people have good breathing? And you have to shoulder the responsibility for the evil karma you have created. But you think you are just that, an evil mara. You stop others to create and increase the good breathing. You even pull others to live in evil path with you. You deprive others when others are create the good bad things. Even you blame on others for doing too much of good work. You talk to others. You don't need to do too much of work. If you do, then others have to follow you and do so. You want to be lazy, and you did ask others to be acting that you. You are just that, an evil mara. Therefore, others' actions are not our business. Consider only your own commissions and omissions. Even the things you have done, the things they've undo. When others are creating the good indeed, we have to deprive them for doing it. And then you will have chance in the future for others to pipe you. But you didn't pipe at all instead of preventing. Moreover, you should take an introspection of yourself when you see that others are creating good in this. Then you have to ask yourself, have I created the pure indeed too? You should take an introspection of yourself. Today, the bad and ungood conditions have been represented because I didn't create good indeed before. But you did so greedy. You take too much from others instead of give to others. But you even didn't admit your fault. Moreover, consider only your own commissions and omissions and not those of others. Those are not your business. Whatever you have done, you had to shoulder the responsibility. If you did give the price when you see others are creating the good in this, you will increase your breathing. If you didn't give the price when you see others are creating the good in this, you have no breathing at all. Therefore, consider only your own commissions and omissions and not those of others. To take an introspection and asking yourself that what action you have begun at past, don't be too greedy.
以前啊，在中国，有一个人呢，他好不容易呢，当到啊，这个宰相的位置。那么他特别呢，喜欢吃鱼。那么有一些人呢，知道这个消息，就尽力的呢，去搜刮。有一次呢，有一个人啊，就特意的啊，送了一条很好吃的鱼来，可是这个宰相呢，却给他拒绝了。那么他的学生呢，就很奇怪，问他，老师啊，你不是最喜欢吃鱼吗？那条鱼很珍贵难得的，你不收好可惜啊。他老师就讲，我不能收啊。哦，为什么不能收啊？你不收白不收嘛，很可惜嘛。那老师讲，那你不懂。那么如果我收了那一条鱼，我将来就会有把柄落在呢别人身上。也因为这一条鱼，我就开始起这个贪欲，有这个漏洞。那么将来呢，我因为这一条鱼可能呢因为忍不起诱惑，就受啊种种的贿赂，乃至呢行种种不善法业，可能呢我这个宰相位本来可以20年，就缩短寿命只剩下3年啊。可是如果我现在停止不收这条鱼，那么也许我的宰相命20年，我常常呢还有我的鱼可以吃鱼的本分之味。我因为贪心之故，可能很快就断绝，表面上看起来现在很兴旺，有很多鱼可以吃，可是其实我能吃的是有限，我贪这么多干什么？我何必呢把20年可以慢慢受用，很愉快很安心受用的这种人生，给它转成3年的猛风暴浪呢？他那学生一听才明白，哦，是啊，人都见眼前之利，有几个人能如是升官？所以因为他不贪心，不做这种不善业习之故，就能保得他的位长远。 因为贪心之故，就让自己啊的福报短少。什么叫损福？把不用的东西通通贪过来，就叫损福。而不从自己心思道德，这个长者算是很深观了，他有很深的智慧去观察，但是观自己，别人怎么做我不管，可是我自己不能这么做。他因为制止自己的一念贪心，就断了将来一二十年之苦以及恐怖，能够心安理得，那么安住他的本位，所以是殊胜的。所以问自己呀，做不做，何必贪心去知道呢？不该知道的事。还这么多贪。
In former time of China, there was a man made great effect. He then had chance to become the prime minister of his country. He was greedy for eating the fish. One of men who bought abundance of fishes when he knew that the prime minister loved for eating the fishes. One time, he brought a delicious fish to him for a special purpose. Yet this prime minister refused to accept the fish. His student felt so confused and asked, "Teacher, you were greedy for eating the fishes. It is so pity that you don't accept the delicious fish." The prime minister answered, "I am not able to accept it." His students replied, "Why? This is so pity that you didn't accept it." The prime minister then answered, "You don't understand of me. If I accept the fish, I would give others a handle against myself. Because of only one fish, the desire of greedy would come out from my mind, and then I will become not perfectly. In the future, I would be blinded by greed because only of one fish. I would also produce more evil karmas, and maybe originally I do have good breeding to be the premier minister of this country for 20 years. Because the bad evil karma had produced, then the life span might be decreased to only have 3 years left. If I do stop the desire of greedy for not accepting this fish right now, and 20 years of being the premier minister would have nowhere to be left, and I do have more chance to eat the other fishes, you might think that I gave up the chance for eating the fishes. In fact, I am not able to eat abundance of fishes. Why do I have to be too greedy? Why should I waste it? My good breathing, which that I am able to use for next 20 years. And why should I spend all my good breathing away in 3 years? His students all agreed of his opinion. Moreover, only few people are able to observe and read that this truth. The prime minister had no greed to create the evil breadings, and he was able to own the chance to be the premier minister for many of years, if I do so great. Our good wedding would become dash and dash, what is called wasting good weddings, when you don't need the things and you come out the great mind to take the thing for your own. This is called to wasted good weddings. This order had wisdom to observe the truth of life, but in oneself should be taught. Don't put on mind for others' omissions, but I personally will not do it. This premier minister did stop his thoughts of greed, and he cut off the suffering that he might be involved for other 20 years. He had no fear at all. He felt at ease and justified. It was wonderful. Don't be too greedy within to know something that you are not able to know.
犹如仙妙花，色美而无香。如是说善语，彼不行无果。
Just as a gorgeous blossom, brilliant but unscented, so fruitless the well-spoken words of one who does not add.
这犹如仙妙花所说的呢，就是佛法啊，殊胜美妙，自觉光明，能够照耀一切黑暗，令众生呢刹那心乐心香。
Just as a gorgeous blossom, it reveals that the Buddhist Dharma is supreme and wonderful. The brilliance of the enlightenment is able to light up the dark, causing the living beings filled with joy in an instant. This is called the sweet scented of mind.
可是呢，佛法虽然殊胜美妙，没有人去实践，它既不呈现殊胜，也不能够示现美妙。所以佛法的啊，重智慧，就好像那个色彩很美好，可是你不去真心奉持，它就不会有香味。好像一个人呢，心中所想哦，我是多么好多么好一个人啊！我想哦，我对别人要讲很多好话，可是呢，如果你不去实践，那么你想要得到善好的美果，当然是不可能。
Even the Buddhist Dharma is supreme and wonderful. If we all the people to accomplish it.It has no way to represent us the supreme and wonderful ways. Therefore, the wisdom within in the Buddhist Dharma, which is just as a gorgeous blossom. But if it we are a true mind to receive and uphold it, it has unscented. It is just that.When a person who thought himself, how nice person am I? He was just thinking, I have to praise the others by using the language. In fact, if you don't accomplish it through your actions, it is impossible for you to receive the sweet food.
犹如仙妙花色美而芳香，如是说善语，彼实行有果。
Just as a gorgeous blossom, Brilliant and sweet-scented, so fruitful the well-spoken words of one who acts as well.
又好像呢，这些新鲜美妙的这些种种花啊，它们所呈现的种种珠色非常美妙，而且清香。那么如果我们呢，心中想起要随喜赞叹他人，那么启发呢他人的智慧，启发他人离苦的愿心，像这样子广说一切善语，那么你所会遇到的呢，实行，你实际去行动之后，你所会遇到的这个果报，众生回给你的也会是美妙的果。
Just as a gorgeous blossom, those flowers are brilliant and beautiful and sweet-scented. If we know to prize others, to cultivate others, open their wisdom, to cultivate others, having willing to live away from sufferings, just that is so fruitful the well-spoken words.
有一次呢，佛陀啊，要阿难尊者去教化呢一个国王的两个王妃啊。那么过一段时间之后呢，佛陀就问阿难尊者啊：“你那两个在家弟子学习的怎么样啊？”啊，阿难尊者就回答说啊：“这个、佛陀啊，其中有一个呢，学习的很透彻。”并且已经能够完全背诵及行持，同时他也明白所学以及实践。可是另一个呢，啊，自己认为自己很尊贵的女士，却学得一塌糊涂，什么进展也没有。
One time the Buddha asked the venerable Ananda to lecture and rescue two queens of a king.Few times later, the Buddha asked the Venerable Ananda, Ananda, are your female lay disciples mastering the law? And Ananda answered to the Buddha, Yes, Buddha. And the Buddha asked him, which one learns outwardly? And Ananda answered, one of the queen learns truly rehearsing faithfully and can understand fully the introduction she receives. But another, your kinswoman, does not learn fully, nor does she rehearse faithfully, nor can she understand fully the introduction she receives.
那佛陀呢，听完呢阿难尊者的说法之后就开示啊，佛陀说啊，阿难啊，我的教导对那些不虔诚的居士一点益处都没有，好像这个花朵空有美丽的色彩却一点也不香，但是呢对那些啊虔诚恭敬的学生呢，回报就很大了，他们会因此而证圣果，会得到很大的福报，就好像那个花朵呢，开得又美丽又芬芳一样。
When the Buddha heard the Ananda's reply, he said, Ananda, as far the Dharma I have preached to one who is not faithful in hearing, learning, rehearsing,and preaching it, it is perfectness that a flower that possesses color but lacks perfume. But to one who is faithful in hearing, learning, rehearsing, and preaching the law, it returns abundant fruit and manifold blessings.